Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra the Tzadik Vav. The sugi starts at the end of that Tzadik Heim and Beis, Machloikas Rav Yehuda and Rav Chista about Yayin and Nimker B'chanus. Rav Yehuda said, Yayin and Nimker B'chanus, Mevarchen al Vayir Priya Goffin, low-quality wine which they sell in a store, you make a bracha Vayir Priya Goffin. And Rav Chista said, no, Gai Becham and Akram Lomeli, that since the wine is low quality, it's already spoiling, so therefore you don't make a bracha b'ri priya gafen. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Brachas that says, al yayin shehikrim, you make a shakal niyah b'dvari. And the Gemara says, if Yehuda says that that's talking about pertsima de mizdaben akarnisa. And Gebshudai, we see from our sugi here in the Tzadik Vav that yayin animka b'chanos means that it's reche chala v'tame chamra. It tastes like wine, but it smells like vinegar. So that is already starting to spoil. It's a low-quality wine. Rav Yehuda says, since it's tamei chamra, it still tastes like wine, you make a b'ri priya gafen. Rav Chista says, no. Since it's reichei chal, it's starting to spoil, you do not make a b'ri priya gafen. And Rav Yehuda is made by pertsima, which the Paiskim say means, if already the taste started to change, it doesn't taste like vinegar exactly, but it tastes sour enough that people don't want to drink it, so then he's masking that you don't make a b'ri priya gafen. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Abayler Rav Yosef Har Rav Yehuda Har Rav Chista." We have a machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Chista. So my command is really, what's your opinion? What's Rav Yosef's opinion? Do we pass him like Rav Yehuda? Do we pass him like Rav Chista? Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered, "Masnisi Yadana, I have a brisa, and the brisa says like one of them." And the brisa says, "The Tanya Abaydik is a chavis li esmafesh alei tshuma v'haylach." If someone inspects a chavis to see if it's wine or vinegar, to see if the wine is still good, in order to use that wine to be mafish chuma, and then after some time, you check it again, you find out that it's vinegar, so for 3 days, it's definitely, and for anything anything beyond the 3 days, it's already a suffix. So there's actually two pshatim in the Raisa. Rav Yechanan's pshat and Rav Shuvah Levi's pshat. And like the Rishbam learns, Rav Yosef didn't say clearly what he meant. Rav Yosef just says, this Raisa tells me clearly whether the psak is like a Yehuda or a Chista. This Raisa that says that 3 days is a Vada and the rest of the time is a Suffolk, so that tells me very clearly whether we pass him like a Yehuda or a Chista, but he didn't say which way. Now it depends how you learn, like the Gemara is Mayrich. If the first 3 days you mean it's a vade wine, and the rest of the time it's a suffix, so that would indicate that if it's tamei chamra v'reche chala, it's considered wine, because definitely right after the bedika, it could start already starting to spoil, it could start being reche chala, but the reason why Bechon holds that it's not a problem is because until it finishes spoiling, until it goes, because it goes first, the reyach goes, first the reyach becomes chala, and then it keeps on getting worse and worse until the tamei goes, until the tamei becomes chala. So if you learn that the first, that kol gilma yoyim vadei mekam ve'elach suffolk means the first 3 days it's vadei wine and afterwards it's a suffolk, that would indicate that as long as it's not tamei chala, if it's reyche chala v'tamei chamra, then it's wine. Mashiach and the Felik of Shuvah and Levi, where the 3 days of Vade means the last 3 days are Vade Chaimitz, and the first 3 days and the rest of the time is a suffix, including the first 3 days, that would indicate that as long as it's Reche Chal, it's already considered Chaimitz, and already you can't use it for Truma, and that's why right away there might be a problem. And the last 3 days it's a Vade problem, because if in the, if when you taste it now, it tastes like vinegar, Vaisos already to smell when 3 days ago. That's Merich the Gemara, and the Gemara some other cheshbainus about whether it starts being vinegar from the top of the barrel or starts being vinegar from the bottom of the barrel. And the Gemara has another pshat Rav Shuvah ben Levi from Joimoi. And the Gemara at the end says, Kaman Pashalei, what was Rav Yosef's intention when he brought this brisa? Did he understand the brisa like Rav Yechanan and he was being patient him that it is considered wine as long as it's tamei chamra, or did he understand it like Rav Shuvah ben Levi, and the pshitus was that it's not considered wine as long as it's reichei chala? So that's pligi bar of Mariv Rav Zvid, chana makar b'yechlem, chana makar b'shuvah ben Levi. Halacha l'maisa, Rav and Rishayim in the Paiskim Paskin, that it is considered wine, like Rabbi Yochanan, even though we often pass on Rabbi Shua Malevi, Keneged Rabbi Yochanan, Nasa and Rishayim, they hold that way. But Rav Rishayim don't, first of all, because the Dremoy Masni, the way the Dremoy learned, Rabbi Shua Malevi also came out that Rechei Chala V'tamei Chamra is considered Chamra, it's considered wine. And also there's a Machlokes Rav and Abaya in Avodah Zarah about such a thing, and Rava said it's considered wine, and we pass like Rava Kenek and Avaya. That's the Psak Halacha, that Rechei Chala V'tamei Chamra is wine. Now, the Rashbam points out, earlier, in the fifth parak, on Afei Dalet, the Gemara brought a Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that Yayin V'nim Suchaymes is called a Mekach Tais, and the Gemara wanted to know if that stems with both Rebbe and the Rabbanan, because Rebbe and the Rabbanan, in regard to Shuma, argue if Yayin and Chaymetz are two minim or one min. The Rebbe says it's two minim, and the Rabbanan say it's one min. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah does stem with the Rabbanan. The Machlag is Rebbe and the Rabbanan regard to Chuma. The other Rabbanan say it's one min, and therefore it's like Rabbi Lai says, if you tire min ara la yafis, Chumas it Chuma, but the Evan, when you have an inferior quality product that uses Chuma for a superior quality product, tire min ara la yafis, the Chuma still works. It's a chait, it says, l'sisul of chait, v'rimcha meskel b'mimenu, that when you use the high quality chuma, that's not a chait, v'aistais, if you use low quality chuma, it is a chait, and if it's not chal, it wouldn't be considered a chait, that's what the Gemara says. But that's all in regard to chuma. In regard to mekach, since some people need dafka wine, and some people need dafka vinegar, it depends what you want. If you need a beverage to drink, so you want wine. If you want vinegar for cooking, so you want vinegar. So therefore, Yayin and Chaimetz would be considered a Mekach Tais. So the Rishbam says that Al-Karchach Gemara, this Braisa has to go like Rebbe. Because according to the Rabbanan, if you tayrim Chaimetz on wine, it works. L'chatchili, you're not allowed to, because it blives tayrim in Ara Aliyafa. But in the Evid, it works. So Mimela, you have to say that this Braisa goes like Rebbe. Thus state in the Rishbam. And there are other Rishonim that hold this way, Rashi and Kedushin Daf Ayin Tes, and in either Daf Beis and Midbeis, and also Taisus and Yevamis Daf Pei Tesim and Aleph, they all hold like the Rishbam, as well as some other Rishonim like Rabbeinu Yonason and the Mukhi Yosef and Sachem Daf Kuf Zayin, they all like the Rishbam, that this whole idea that you have to check the barrel for Chaimetz and the whole question when you checked it and then afterwards, after you finish being Mafrish, you checked again, and now it's Chaimetz, and now the question is what to do with everything you were mafrish. That's all according to Rebbe. According to Rabbanan, even if it is Chaimetz, it works. So there's no question about whether it's Chaimetz or Yain. Either way, the Chuma is Chuma, b'chachili, it can't be Tayyim, but in the Evan, it's considered a good Chuma. But Taisus earlier, on the Feidal and Mabez, and also the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ran, and the Adrama over here, and Kama other Rishonim in all the different places where the Gemara is brought down, as well as the Rash on the Mishnayis and Shumas, the beginning of Perek Gimel, they all say that it's a Deichik, and they learn this up in the Tesefta, that this Brice is not only going like Rebbe, this Brice also goes like the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan only hold you could be Torah Mechay Mitzal Yayin if that's your intention. Then it works, because it's considered one min. But here, when his intention is to be Tayrim Yayin, and it turns out to be Chaimetz, that's not a Chum, because that's a Tais. You didn't mean to be Tayrim Chaimetz, you meant to be Tayrim Yayin, it turns out to be Chaimetz, so it's not Chal Yitzchuma, your Kavanah was in Yayin, not in Chaimetz. The Rambam also holds that way. The Rambam Mefurish, Perakei Mechaz Chuma Salacha, Chavbei says clearly, when you Tayrim Chaimetz and Yayin, if you don't know about it, then it's not Chuma. If you do know about it, then it is Chuma. And then he brings down this Braisa, what's the din when you baidik to be mafrish? The Taisa Beidalan has a kasha that in regard to the normal case of Tayyim and Ara Layafa, even though Rabbi Loi says, like we said before, it's Chumase Chuma, but when it's bemazed, it says ain't Chumase Chuma, because they made a knas. They didn't want you to be Tayyim and Ara Layafa. If it's Beshegig, it says it's Chumase Chuma. And if amazed, it says it ain't Shuma Se Shuma. So the emphasis is two things, Ishver. Because here it's exactly the opposite. Here, if you didn't know it was Chaimetz, the Lach is ain't Shuma Se Shuma. And if you knew it was chaymis, halacha is chumasi chuma. And by the other case of tayim and arel layafa, like it says, a tayim avetiach v'nim samara kishus v'nim seseruach, if let's say you tayim a fruit or a vegetable on the other fruits, and then when you check it, you see that it's bitter or it's spoiled, it's rotten. As long as the mice it's roi lachila, it's min arel layafa, so b'shegig the halacha is that it's chumasi chuma, b'mezid they made a knas, it's ain't chumasi chuma. So we have really two questions. First of all, here we say b'shegig is considered ein chumasi chuma because it's a tais. You didn't want to be tayrim yayin, you wanted to be tayrim chaymitz. Well, you didn't want to be tayrim chaymitz, you wanted to be tayrim yayin. So mele it's a tais. And there, by kishis v'nim samar avetich v'nim seseruach, we say that b'shegig is chumasi chuma, we don't say it's a tais. And mezid is also shver. Because over there, it says that by mezid, they made a knas. You have to be tayim again. And the same thing by Tomei al Atar. It's mavur in there in the Gemara in Yevamah Staf Pei Tes, that when you tayim in a Tomei al Atar, with Shagig it works, and b'mezid they make a knas, and they say you have to be tayim again. And here it doesn't say they made a knas. In Shainim and Emingon, they didn't make a knas. And if b'mezid you did chaymetz and yayin, it works, you don't have to be tayim again. So what's pshat? So the Rashba and the Ridvan Yevamos Daf Pei Tes, and a little bit of it already says in the Ramban we have earlier here in Bava Basra Daf Pei Dalad, they say like this. They say, we go on to Mezid. Over there, it's much more of a reason to make a knas, because avatiach that's seruach, a kishus that's mara, is basically garbage. Truma that's tameh is basically garbage. You do b'mezid, you deserve a knas. Meshenking chaymetz on yayin, chaymetz is not garbage. Chaymetz you could still use. It's not as good as yayin, but you could still use it. So it's not enough of a reason to make a knas. Ad gedei kach, the Ramban early in that pedal, it says that he holds even l'chatchila, you're allowed to be tarim chaymetz al yayin. He says it's not necessarily called ra'al yafa. Some people like chaymetz better, some people need chaymetz, some people need yayin. It's not ra'al yafa. So according to the Rabbanan that it's min echan, he holds even lachila you could. But most Yishayim hold not the way. The Rishbami and Mefurish is not the way. They hold that chaymetz is called ra. But al kapanim, it's not that ra. Yenal adu lechatchila, but didn't make a knas. It's not the same as tamei al atar, or avatiach v'nimsa seruach, kishis v'nimsa mara, where there it's mamish garbage. But again, shaking, they say an interesting teretz. Teretz here, the Tosfos also mentions this teretz in Yevamos Daf Pei Tes. A lot of Rishonim say this teretz, that here, even though chaymetz and yayin are considered the same min, but they're different things, they have a different shame. This is a shame chaymetz, this is a shame yayin. So a male, it's called a tais, and a male, it's not a chuma. If you didn't realize, you thought it was yayin, and it's really chaymetz, it's a different min. Mashayin Kain. When you have the avtiach that was seruach, or the kishus that was mara, or menatomi alatar, it's really the same shame, it's the same min, it's the same thing. It's just you didn't realize that it was low quality. You didn't realize it was tameh, you didn't realize it was spoiled. That's not considered a tais. So I stayed in the Rashba and the Ridvan, in Yevamos Daf Pei Tes, and the Ramban, Pachas Yaisa, early on that Pei Dalad here in Bava Basra. Now I want to say a ara. Because I said in an earlier shir that you can have a chakira, what's the din of mekach tais? Is the site of mekach tais that it's a tais, that his das is gebait on a tais? His intention was through mistaken information. Had he known the true information, he never would have done it. And b'meila, since it was based on an error, it's not considered das b'chalal. That's one side. Or has the pshat something to do with that? And the pshat is, it's not the same maisa. You did a maisa truma on yayin, and that's not a maisa truma on chaymetz. When you say, I'm selling a shor and it turns out to be a chamor, it's not the pshat had I had the right information, I would have made this kinyan. You never made this kinyan. You sold the shor and it wasn't a shor. So mail it wasn't a kinyan. You made yayin truma, and this wasn't yayin. This was chaymetz. It's not, you didn't make a maisa truma, b'chlal. So I want to tell it to here. Because this teretz rishonim, if you're going to say the aside of mekach tais is that had you known you wouldn't have done it, then I don't understand the svara for this teretz rishonim b'chlal. Adarab, kishas and mesamar was saying is worse. It's totally garbage. And of course, in Elchayit, of course you never would have wanted to make a chuma had you known it was Mara. Or had you known it was Tameh, of course you wouldn't want to make a chuma. You wouldn't want to give the Kayin chuma, Tameh, the chuma that's Tameh. What's he going to do with it? This Svar L'chalek, that by Yayin and Chayimit, since it's a different shame, and mainly you could say Tois, Mashayin Kain, by let's say the food was turned out to be spoiled, or the food turned out to be Tameh, but it has the same shame, and Mamel, it's not called a Tais. If the site of Mekach Tais is that had you known the information, you wouldn't have done it. What's the Svar L'chalek? Adar Abba, there it's more Mustar, had you known the information, you wouldn't have done it. You have to learn in these Yishayin, the site of Tais is it's not the Mekach. It's not the Chalais. It's not the first Chuma that you wanted. So Mamel, if someone makes that first Chuma on Yayin, and it's not Yayin, even though it's called the same in, and if you want to make from Chaymetzel Yayin, you could, but it has a different shame, so you, Mafresh Yayin, this is not Yayin, so Mel, it's not that fresh that you did. Nothing to do with the fact that had you known you wouldn't have done it, you didn't do it. You made that fresh and Yayin, not on Chaymetz. Hashem Kain, when the food is spoiled, the Kishas Venim Samara, Avatiach Venim Seruach, where the food is Tamei, so you did, you made this Avatiach Chuma. You didn't realize some information. But we don't have an umdana had you known the information, you wouldn't have done it. Maybe you would have done it. We don't have that umdana. But Yayin and Chaimus don't need an umdana. We balk your frosh's chuma and your das was on Yayin. That can't be chal and Chaimus. It's a different chefsa. Now, Shane Cain, if it's tame or spoiled, it's the same chefsa. You need an umdana that you made a tais that you don't have. Al Kapanim, we have a machalikas Yishayinim here. The Rishbam and Rashi in a few places, and other Yishayinim maybe. Taisus and Yevamis, Mukiyasef and Sachim, they hold that this whole din, that if you were mafish yayin and turns out to be chayimitz, it's not chal, it's only according to Rebbe, the yayin and chayimitz are tuminim, according to the one in Ischal, but the Evid. Hashenk and the other Rishaynim, the Rambam, and Kam other Rishaynim, Rabban and Rajba, they hold that if you knew it was chayimitz, then it would be chal. If you didn't know it was chayimitz, then it's not chal, it's tais. And the Masba, why you say more Tayyus here than you say Bekishas and Nimsa Seruach, because here's two different Shemus. There's a Meiri in Kedushin, on Daf and Vav, it's also Amsachim and Daf Kav Zayin, that says another Pshat, that says it's not a chiluk between Yayin and Chaymetz and Kishas or Tomei and that. The Pshat is here, since you Dafka inspected the barrel to make sure that it's Yayin, so there you made a gili das that if it's Chaymetz, you don't want it. So that's why it's not Chal if it's Chaymetz. Hashem came by the case of Tamei Alatar, or Kishas and Imsara V'chuli, you didn't inspect it beforehand, so merely we have no gili das, that's why but the evidence Chal. If he said it's not a Chil to Yayin and Chaymetz, it's a Chil if you inspected it before or not. So Kuntes three shittas. According to the Rishbam and other Rishayim, Rashi in a few places, the feeder Rabbanan that two minim in all cases, even if you didn't realize that it was chaymitz, even if you inspected it before to make sure it's not chaymitz, it would be chal. According to the Ramban and Rashba, and the Rambam, and the Rash and Shumas, and Kam other Rishayim, if you knew it was chaymitz, it's chal. If you didn't know it was chaymitz, then it's not chal. And according to the Miri, it depends. If you stam didn't know it was chayimitz, it would be chal, but if you inspected it to make sure it's yayin, and then it turned into chayimitz before you realize, then it's not chal. Now, a few more nekudas. The Braisa says, abaydik es ha-chavis li yismafish la tshuma v'haylach. You check the chavis to yismafish tshuma. How did you check it? So Shvam says, you took a little bit of the wine out, and you made afroshes tshuma mineu bay, and you were able to taste it that way. Because otherwise, how would you check it? It's Tevel. And Taisa says, you don't have to say that. He smelled it. Because the whole Shaila is only when you have Tamei Chamra and Reichei Chala. You can have something that tastes like wine and smells like vinegar. But if it tastes like vinegar, it's definitely going to smell like vinegar, Tainus Taisus. So it could be the case that the Gemara is that he smelled it. It smelled like wine. So Zicha was Tamei Virechei Chamra. That's what Taisus Tain is. He says, Rishbam was it all the way. It's just the Gemara's mashman that you tasted it. But the Taris Chayim points out, the Rambam, it's an Ilcha Shabbos Perikov Tes, Alocha Tes Vav, he discusses a wine that smells like wine but tastes like vinegar. And he says, as in a vinegar. He says, everything goes bust to the taste. If it tastes like wine, even if it smells like vinegar, it's wine. If it tastes like vinegar, even if it smells like wine, it's vinegar. But you see, he holds on like Taisus and Metzius. Shulchan Aruch also brings it down, both in Hilchus Brachus and Simon Reish Dalad, and in Hilchus Kiddush and Simon Reish Chayim Beis. In Simon Reish Chayim Beis, the Gaon Eifin Art, he's Ma'ir, the same thing like the Teres Chaim says, he brings down our Taisus and he holds that way. That he holds there's no such Metzius. If it tastes like vinegar, it's going to smell like vinegar also. Now, the Brisa says that everything except for the 3 days, whether it means the first 3 days where it's Vadei wine, or the last 3 days where it's Vadei vinegar, is a suffix. So the din by a suffix is that you don't know if it's Truma. So there's a din of L'chayr Truma V'yagza V'yitroy. You have to be machmir and say that it's Truma. You can't say that it's Chula, that it's Tevel, and be mafresh and something else, because it might be Truma, it might have been wine at the time. On the other hand, you're going to have to be mafresh again from a different wine, because maybe it was vinegar at the time, and then that fresh it wasn't chal. So it's that chum of the acts of the yitzhim, because it's a suffix. Now there's a very interesting Taisus Yomtiv at the end of the third parak of Gittin, which he's medayik in the Rambam, not like Rashi over there, he tries to make a Rashi shistim with the Rambam, but a gavaldik chiddush, and even after you ate all the wine, let's say you were mafresh wine and you already drank the wine, and then you found that it's chaimitz, you still have to be mafresh again, even though there's nothing left to be mafresh on. Because you drank the wine already. And what could you do? If it was chaimitz, so you drank tevel, but now what are you going to do? But the Taisus Yontif says you have to be mafresh again. That's how he learns up in the Rambam. A pel de gazach. The Taisus Chadashim there argues on him. He says, well, how could you be mafresh if it's eaten already? You can't be mafresh on something which is not ba'ilam. In Shara Melech, in the Rambam, in Hilchus Chumas, in Perikei Alach of Dalad, Eifinart, he also asks very stark of the Tais Yantiv. You can't be mafresh if it's gone already. The Tais is read in Kedushin Daf Ayin Tes on the Rashi there. Also, as Mashmi learned up Rashi in Kedushin, that's also saying the same thing the Tais Yantiv is saying, not like Rashi in Gittin, that when you find out that it was chaimitz and it's a suffix, even if you already drank the wine that you used for that frosh, you still have to be mafresh again. And the Taisus Rid asks, like the Achreinim asks on the Taisus Yomtiv, once you drank it, you can't be mafresh anymore. What's a check? That's a check to be mafresh on something which is not here anymore. So the Ma'aseh Chayshiv there on the Shara Melech, also the Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah, and Hilchos Chumas on the Rambam there, Perikei Halacha Chav Dalad, he's marich about it. He says it's not so schwer. You could learn like the Taisus Yomtiv, and like how the Taisus Rid wants to learn up in Rashi and Kedushin. You could say it's a knas. You could say it's not a din d'oraisa. But the pshat is, ma'aseh, you missed out on giving truma. You didn't give truma. Chazal or matzuch you to give another truma. But ma'aseh, he agrees with the achreinim. He brings kamarayas from different Rambams that there's no such thing. If you ate tevel and you didn't weren't mafresh any chumas and maishes, there's no din after you ate it to be mafresh chumas and maishes on it. On the etzim din also, the Rambam paskins like this brisa that mikan ve'eluch is a suffix, and the Rishonim in Nida, the beginning of Nida, naf beizim and beizim Nida, naf gimel and aleph, the Gemara there is mashma that it's tolin and machloikis tanon. So the Gemara there discusses, on one hand, you have the chazaka of the wine that didn't become chaimitz, so that would make you say that it was still wine b'shas ma'isa, because it's chazaka of the wine, the chazaka is mikar of the wine that it wasn't chaimitz. It's going against the chazaka the hashta that hari chaimitz lefanecha, together with the chazaka tevel of the fruit that they weren't mesukin. So you have tarti l'reisa, you have a chazaka of tevel on the fruit teaming up with the chazaka the hashta of the hari chaimitz lefanecha against the chazaka the bikar of the wine. That's similar to the case of the mikvah. The Gemara is the case of a mikvah. You knew a mikvah was 40 saw, and then afterwards you checked it and it wasn't 40 saw. And the question is, what about the people that were tevil in between? The Mishnah Mikvah says that vaday tamei, because their cheskes tuma combined with their ichas lefanechas, tarti l'reisa, goes against the chazaka of the mikvah, and you vaday tamei. But Reb Shimon was the one that holds it's a suffix. And that's where it says that the case of Chavis would go like Reb Shimon, that even though you have a reisa and the chazaka of the wine, going against the chazaka of the tevel without a reisa, it's still a suffik. The shaila is, why does the Rambam pask by mikvah that it's a vadei tamei, and by tevel that it's a suffik? But that's a different sugya. I'm just mentioning it. And there's a machlokes rishonim. If we pask like this brisa, the Rambam holds we pask like this brisa, and other rishonim say no, we pask in tied to the reisa, it's a vadei tevel. And one more interesting nekuda. There's an halacha in regard to a few places in Shulchan Aruch that even when you have a roiv, when there's a mira matzu, you have to be baidik. You have a lamashal, you mechuyev to be baidik the sirchus of the lungs. You mechuyev every time you shech the behema, you have to check the lungs for sirchus, even though roiv behemas are ksheris. But since it's matzu to have sirchus in the ray, it's matzu to have a sirch in the lungs, you have to check. You also find, let's say you have fruit or vegetables, which often have bugs in it. So even though roiv of the fruits and the vegetables don't have bugs, but it's shchiach to have bugs. The mail to me and a matzah, you don't go bas roiv, you have to check. So the base of Ephraim and the Mishkanis Yankov got into a whole vikuach. It was over there. There was the animals there. It seemed that a lot of them had a problem of treifus, that the bone in the skull was going in and perhaps making a nekev in the kruma moyach, puncturing the membrane of the brain, which is a din treifa. So the shalzi mechuyev to check, or could you just assume that reiv behemis aksheris, and you're not mechuyev to check? The Beis Ephraim wanted to be mekel that you're not mechuyev to check. So among the things they were arguing about was that the Beis Ephraim them done, that this din that you have to check by mina matzah is a chumra. It's not mekir din. Mekir din, you could be saimich on reiv, it's just a chumra to check. So mainly he was more mekel with it. And the Mishnah Yankov argued, and he says, he brings Raya and different Gemaras, it's Mekir Adin. But he said he wanted to find, where is this din in a Mishnah or a Braisa? Who state that that din in a Mishnah or a Braisa? Is there a Mishnah or a Braisa anywhere which tells you this halacha, that by Amir HaMotzi Mechuyiv to check? So he says, it is Mavur. It's Mavur right here. Because the Braisa didn't say clearly that you have to check. It's really the Mishnah in Gittin, which says that b'shleisha prakim b'itkim asachavis, when you have this barrel that you leave out to take trumas and maishas, there are three periods of time that you have to check. It might become chaimitz. And b'chlal, the price is mashin away. B'itkim asachavis liyas mafreshla truma v'ayilach v'achach nimsa chaimitz. It sounds like that's what you're supposed to do. You can't just stop, take a barrel of wine and be mafresh. You have to check it to make sure it's not chaimitz. He says, how often does wine become chaimitz? They look in the previous Mishnah. When you're selling someone Martiv Zeshel Yayin, the Lekeach has to take 10 barrels of Chaimitz, 10 barrels of Kaisesais, 10 barrels of wine that's becoming Chaimitz. Because that's how much in a normal Martiv, that's how much it is. Out of every 100 barrels of wine, 10 of them in a normal Martiv is Kaisesais. More than that is considered abnormal. So if I say 90% of wine is not good, it's good wine, doesn't become Chaimitz. And still you see, you have to check, Vaistais Klor, that a Mira Motzi, 1 out of 10, 10%, the Mira Motzi, Mechuyiv to check, as I'm a first state in the Mishnah of the Braisa, that's one of his Rayas, that's Mekir Adin. Sent you, Sant? Now, I just want to be Ma'ir. The Olam is Rogalin saying over from the Mishkanis Yankov, that the Mishkanis Yankov Paskin, that the Din of Mira Motzi means 1 out of 10. And anything that's less than 1 out of 10, anything that's less than 10%, according to the psak of the Mishkan Siankov, is called less than a mira matzah, you're not mechuyev to check b'chai gavna. Now this is the whole makar in the Mishkan Siankov to such a thing. Mishkan Siankov is not discussing what is the shir of mira matzah. The Mishkan Siankov is trying to say, I want to bring rayas from Shas that there's such a thing called mira matzah, you're mechuyev to check, it's mikir adin. And I want to bring a rayas specifically from a Mishnah and a Braisa. And his raya was, since wine, you mechuyev to check, if you want to use it for truma, you mechuyev to check to make sure it's not chaimitz. And it says in the Mishnah, Gittin, the three times you have to check. And it says, you have to check. And the shear of how much wine is chaimitz is approximately 10% that you see from the Mishnah before, that there's makabel of esek kaisis is lameya. So, Melin, Dem, Shteyda, Mi, and Amatzi, Mechuyev to check. But he didn't say that if it's less than 10%, it's not called the Mira Matzah. There's no remez to that. I think the Ilam got a bissel from the Darkei Tshuva. Because the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Lamed Tes, in Hilchos Treifos, where the Shulchan Aruch says it's din, that you have to check the lungs, you have to check the Reya for Sirchus, but says you don't have to check for any other Treifa. This is the only Treifa you have to check for. So he brings different Paiskim that discuss what's the din if other Treifas are Shkiach, the Derech and the Darkei Tshuva, he just brings this Paisik, that Paisik, that Paisik. He brings a list of different Paiskim. All them bring the Lashon about them discussing different cases of checking for other Treifas in case a certain other Treifa happens to be Matzi. And he mentions the Mishkas Yaakov says that when you have a 1 in 10, there is a Chiv to check. But I also don't think that Darkei Tshuva was saying Klar Shir, because he didn't see the Shir. You don't see in the Mishkas Yaakov a Shir of 1 in 10. He was saying like this, that even though it's a small Mi'at, it's only 1 in 10. As I, maybe you'll think you only cleave to check if it's 30% or 20%, 1 in 3, 1 in 5. But no, the Mishkas Yaakov and the Tshuva, it's Mavur, that 1 in 10, you also cleave to check. But it didn't say that that was the Shir. So I admit that people quote the Mishkanes Yaakov that the Shir is 1 in 10. He doesn't say that. He just brings the Raya. All he says is what we're saying. He brings the Raya from this Brisa that you have to check by Emir HaMatzeh, because you see, you have to check a Chavis to see if it's Chaimetz. And a Chaimetz is Mavur, it's 1 in 10, that's a Chaimetz. And Mamel and Dem Shtey, the Emir HaMatzeh, you have to check. But that the Shir should be 1 in 10, he doesn't say. You see Mavur in his words that 1 in 10 is also called Emir HaMatzeh and you have to check. But could be less than that also. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Idmar, ha-meicha chavis yayin l'chaveir v'chmitza. Someone who sells a barrel of wine to his friend and it becomes vinegar. Amarav kol gimel yom rishayin b'shus meicher mekan ve'elich b'shus l'keach. If it became vinegar in the first 3 days after the sale, Rav says that it's a mekach tais, that's b'shus meicher. The meicher has to take a chrayis on this vinegar. And the reason is for the same svar that we said, it takes 3 days for wine to become completely vinegar. If it's vinegar within the first 3 days, obviously the process had already started at the time of the sale. Taisa says even if they smelled it then and it didn't smell like vinegar, it's muchach that they didn't smell it properly. Not all Rishaynim agree to that. Some Rishaynim say it's only in a case where they didn't check it then. But either way, Rav is going with the shita that it takes 3 days to become vinegar. So if it's vinegar now within 3 days, obviously the process had already started at the time of the sale. So Taisa says that means at the time of the sale it was recha chala v'tamei chamra, which when you sell a chavis, the Gemara earlier had said that you can't give yayin kaises, you have to give yayin yafa by a chavis. And the Rishbam says a little differently. The Rishbam says that since it was already recha chala then, Al-Karchach was going to become Chaimetz pretty soon. And Memela, it's a Mekach Tais, she gave him wine that was inevitably going to become Chaimetz. That's what Rav says. Shmuel Amachamra Kanfe Demare Shavar. Shmuel says that wine jumps on the shoulders of the owner. What does it mean it jumps on the shoulders of the owner? So Machlek is Rishbam and Taisis. Rishbam says, Mazli de Gavre Gorim, like the Gemara says later in Daf Tzad Neches, Mazli de Gavre Gorim. It jumps on the shoulders of the owners means it becomes spoiled because of the owner's achrayis. Like the Gemara says in Daf Tzad Neches, Afke Yayim Beigeid Gever Yohir. It's because of the owner that the wine becomes spoiled. So Taisus asks a few kashas on the Rishbam. One of them is that Taisus tells us not mistabra that the owner's mazel should make the wine spoil in a way that's quicker than the usual process. Okay, his mazel will make the wine spoil. But who says it will make the wine spoil within 3 days? So Rishbam holds, yeah. But Taisa says if you're going to say that could happen, that because of the mazel, the gavre, the wine could spoil quicker, so why did the Gemara earlier say that the first 3 days is vadayayin legabe truma? The first 3 days is Zvada Yayin, because wine doesn't get spoiled within 3 days. Shmuel holds Kamra Kathi Demare Shaver, that Mazli de Gavragorim. Shmuel holds that the mazel of the person can make the wine spoil quicker. So maybe because of the mazel de Gavra, it's spoiled within the 3 days. And we should have to be chayshish for that. And we shouldn't allow it to be considered truma in regard to what was being mafresh in the first 3 days. Because we see that sometimes wine could spoil quicker if it's masa de gavagar. So the Teres Chaim says a simple teretz. Teres Chaim says that it was the same gavra that owned the wine before. He's really answering both these questions. The pshat is normally wine takes 3 days to spoil. But if the wine changes owners, and this owner has a mazel that his wine spoils, so that would take effect immediately when he became the owner. So normally, when you have someone, nothing changed in the ownership of the wine, if his wine was going to spoil, it would spoil normally, it would take 3 days. But here, when you changed ownership, could be the mazel de gavra, now that it's another owner that has the wine, that's going to affect the spoilage even within 3 days. The Adrama, he's actually not going with the Rishbam's pshat, he's going with Taisa's pshat, but this teretz would fit with the Rishbam also. He says it could be kemechalik iser and mamon. It's unusual for wine to spoil within 3 days. So legabe mamon, it's considered like there's a roiv that it didn't spoil within 3 days, and you can be saimach on the roiv in regard to the iser of tevel. But it is possible that wine could spoil within 3 days if you have the mazli de gavra. So here, where you want to be mitzi mayis, you want to get your money back, you want to get a refund from the meicher, so Shmuel holds, and this is how we paskin, in halcha mamon acharev. Reiv is good enough for iser to paskin that it's afresh is true, and it's not tevil, but reiv's not good enough to mitzi mamon. The mazel de gavra could make a mitzias where it could spoil within 3 days, and then all of haraya that it was spoiled when b'shas the mechira. Taisus asks another kash on the Rishbam, that the Gemara says, Avad Rav Yosef uvda kavasa de Rav v'shikra, v'kavasa de Shmuel b'chamer. Rav Yosef made a chiluk. Legabe Sheikha, Rav Yosef said, will go like Rav, and say that if it's spoiled within 3 days, obviously it was spoiled already, and it's a mekach tais. But legabe Yayim will go like Shmuel, and say that the Yayim might have spoiled within 3 days for Mazli de Gavra. So Taisus asks, if the Yisayid is Mazli de Gavra, so that's only a din by Yayin. It says, Afki Yayin Begid Gevayar. That's a din by Yayin. Why would Rav Yosef bring in Sheikhar as if Rav and Shmuel's Machlegis would apply to Sheikhar? Just Rav Yosef is Machriach. He's Machriach. Then in regard to Yayin, will go like Shmuel. In regard to Sheikhar, will go like Rav. Has no Sheikhs a Sheikhar. It's only a din in Yayin. But interesting, the other Rishayim ask for Kert. The other Rishayim ask, if the site is Mazli de Gavra, what's a chilek Yayin and Sheikher? Why should Mazli de Gavra be dafka by Yayin, not by Sheikher? That's how the other Rishayim ask. So we actually find that Taisus Nemzan for Dava Pashit that Mazli de Gavra is dafka by Yayin, and the other Rishayim Neman for Dava Pashit that Mazli de Gavra is huadim by Sheikher just as much as by Yayin. I don't think it's rachak to say that the Rishbam learned that that's good for the machlekes in the Gemara, that Rav and Shmuel didn't make a chilek Yayin and Sheikher. Rav held you don't have mazel de gavra by either. Shmuel held you had mazel de gavra by both. And Rav Yosef held, like Taisus of this chilek, that by Yayin you have mazel de gavra by Sheikh Anant. That's the Rishbam's pshat. Taisus has a different pshat. Taisus says that chamra kafe de mare shavra means that because you move it, that's why it becomes chaymetz. That's why it's not shrei. The Gemara before was talking about he left the wine in one place. If you leave wine in one place, it takes 3 days for it to become chaymetz. But if you transport the wine and move it around, the katfe de gavra, it goes on the shoulders of a person for transportation, then it could become chaymetz within 3 days, according to Shmuel. And well, that could be the chilek Yayin and Sheikhar, that maybe Yayin and Sheikhar have different metzias in how they become chaymetz through moving them around. And also would explain why you're not chayshish in the case of Truma, that it became chaymetz within 3 days, there it wasn't transported. Now, Taisus asks, what kind of thing that it could become chaymetz within 3 days, ayidei transporting it, but since the wine was sold in order to be transported, so if it's a type of wine that the transportation would make it chaymetz, that should make it a mekach tais, because we know that it's going to be transported. That's why he sold it for. As I affect Taisus on his own shot, he doesn't answer the kasha. But this is really only half the sugya. The other half of the sugya is on Daf Tzadiches, where the Gemara makes a chilek, whose barrels it is, kankanan de meichek, kankanan de lekech. There are a number of different shittas in Rishayim in that, and Beis Hashem and Daf Tzadiches will go through it more. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, echad sheichet tamarim ve'echad sheichet sa'ayin ve'echad shmeri yayin mevarechem leim shakol niya bedvari. And acherim aymrim shmarim sheishem tam yayin mevarechem leim bari priyagofen. So the Gemara goes into the shaila about shmarim. When you put water on the grape sediments, on the wine sediments that's on the barrel, you put water in it and the water becomes wine. Gemara goes to a whole sugya on it, which is nimshach to the next part, and Bez Hashem in the subsequent shiur, the next shiur, we'll speak about it. But now let's speak a little bit about the Sheikha Tamarim. And the Gemara says that beer that's made out of dates is shakal niya bedvarim. So Taisus brings down a machlokes halachas gedolos and the other Rishonim, that the halachas gedolos says that dafka when you take dates and you soak them in water or cook them in water and get the date flavor into the water, then the bracha is shakal niya bedvarim. Mashen kein, the actual juice of the dates, the dvash, the honey of the dates, the Bahag holds you make ha'etz on it. And the Rishonim argue on the Bahag, and they bring from Gemaris that says that calls all fruit juice Zeya Ba'alma. The only fruit juice that's called the pri is Yayin and Zeisim. The wine and the oil that comes from the pri, that is a din of a mashke, that is a din of a pri. That's why we say Bari Pri Agafen on wine and on olive oil. If you eat it alone, the Gemara says in Brachas, it's mazik, you don't make it bracha. But if you mix it and eat it, but even that it does help, that's a benefit, then olive oil would technically be a Bari Pri Eitz. But any other fruit juice is called a Zeya Ba'alma. It's not the pri, it's just the byproduct of the pri, and you don't make a Eitz. Now the Rashi Bracha says that perhaps the pshat in the Bahag was he's bothered by the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael says Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. And dvash, as we know, means dvash tmarim. It means the honey that comes from dates. So the Pasuk calls the dvash one in the seven minim. It sounds like the dvash is a peri. But what do you do with the Gemara that says that everything, any fruit juice except for Zeisim and Anavim is called a Zeya Ba'alma? So the Rashi Brachas declares that maybe he means a dvash at Zav min atmarim. The Gemara is mashma that the Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, or the Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, means that the dates in Eretz Yisrael were so juicy that the juice would just flow out of the dates on their own. So that type of dvash is a peri. Now Sheikha, when you have to squeeze it, that's the Gemara that says that everything that you squeeze is called Zeya Ba'alma. If you have to squeeze the fruit and get juice out of it, that would be called Zeya Ba'alma. But Lamaise, like we said, the Rambam, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yain, all the Rishonim, they all argue on the Bahag. They hold an all eifin, when you have juice from dates, you make a bracha shahakal, not ha'etz. But there is a shmuz in the Rishonim like this, because the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Tes says that mei shlokais, you make a bari pri adama. That means when you have shlokais, cooked vegetables, you cook the vegetables, the water from the cooked vegetables on that water itself, like a vegetable soup, even if you're not eating the vegetables at all, you're just drinking the water that the vegetables are cooking that has the flavor of the vegetables, you make a bari pri adama. So you're showing them a bothered, what's the chilek? How come when you cook vegetables, the water from the cooked vegetables, you make a bari pri adama? And when you squeeze fruit, the juice from the fruit, you make a shakel. What's the nafkamina between these two things? So the two malchim, there are really three malchim in the Rishonim, had to answer this kashan. Big nafkamina is la'alacha. The Rosh, in the sixth parak of Brachas Simi Yilches, he says that when you squeeze juice out of a fruit, the juice is called the Zeya Ba'alma. It's just a byproduct of the fruit. But when you take the fruit itself and cook it, and the flavor of the fruit goes into the water, that's not the fruit juice. That's the fruit. The fruit, the tam of the fruit itself goes into the water. That's different. And he fears ice, Ayvazai says, ve'efsher, he doesn't say it for sure, but he says, ve'efsher, that if you'd make fruit juice by cooking fruit into water, and the water gets the flavor of the fruit itself, efsher, you'd make a bari pri eitz. He doesn't say for sure. Maybe he declared that there's another chiluk between mei shlokes and fruit juice. But that's what the Rosh says in Brachas Simen Yilches, is brought in the Beis Yosef, Arachayim Simen Reish Beis. But the Rashba, it's in the Chedushim on Brachas and Daf Lamed Ches, he holds there's no chiluk between squeezing the fruit or vegetable or cooking the fruit or vegetable. That's not the chiluk. The chilek is, what's the primary purpose of that fruit or vegetable? Fruit, the primary purpose is eating them. Juice is a secondary purpose. So when a fruit is nishtana, and that's not its primary purpose, the bracha gets downgraded to shakal niya bedvari. Now, she'enkein, the vegetables, the mei shlaki that we're talking about, the vegetables, the purpose of the vegetables are to cook. They're not vegetables that could be eaten raw, or they're not the derech to eat them raw. The primary purpose of the vegetables is to eat them cooked. So cooking is not a shinoi, which changes the vegetable, because that's what the point of the vegetable is. So therefore, the water also has the tam of the vegetable, has the din of the vegetable. So kumtes, according to the Rashba, the chilek isn't between whether you squeeze the juice out. According to the Rashi, the chilek is if you squeeze the juice out of shakel. If you cook it and acquire the flavor through cooking, it would be a eitz or adama. According to the Rashba, if the purpose of the fruit is to cook or to squeeze, then you would make the bracha of a eitz or adama. If the purpose of the fruit is to eat without cooking, without squeezing, and you cooked it and squeezed it, then you would make shakel. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Beis brings both days, and he says, so it comes out, if you take figs and you cook them in water to make a juice, or raisins, and you cook them in water to make a juice, so according to the Rush, you would make a eitz on it, because it's not the juice squeezed from the fruit, it's cooking the actual fruit in the water. And according to the Rashba, you would make a shahakol, because that's not the primary purpose of the figs or the raisins or the grapes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, a bracha rishayna, of course, you'd make shahakal, because that you'd be yetzi either way. But a bracha achorayna, you might have a problem. If it would be other types of fruits or vegetables, okay, so you'll make shahakal and marina fash, it's not a problem. But if it's figs or raisins, so according to the Rush, the bracha achorayna would be a bracha main shalish, and then you wouldn't be able to have an Eitzah. What bracha achorayna are you going to make? According to the Rashba, since it's not the derech, you'd make a bari nefashis. According to the Rosh, since it's not squeezing, it's cooking, you would have to make a bracha main shalosh. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a Yireish Shemayim should only drink this type of thing, only drink when you cook dried figs or raisins in water. You should only drink that drink during a suda. Well, you wouldn't have a problem with bracha achorayna, or if you ate both something which has a bari nefashis and something else which has a ala eitz, then you could patter the bracha achorayna. Otherwise, Yireish Shemayim shouldn't drink this because he's going to have a problem. He wouldn't be able to make any bracha achorayna to be yetza. He wouldn't have a bracha achorayna to make. So it should come out two nafka minas halacha between the Rosh and the Rashba. If you have peiris, which is that primary purpose is not cooking or squeezing out, make that cooking. And you cook them and make a drink, according to the Rosh will be a eitz or a dhamma, the same bracha as the fruit. According to the Rashba, if it's not their primary purpose, it will be shahakal. And the Chayr Hu Adin, if you're squeezing out fruit, and the fruit's primary purpose is to be squeezed out, the Chayr, the Rosh would also call that Zeya Ba'alma, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says clearly. But according to the Rashba, then, you would make ha'etza adam if that's the primary purpose of the fruit. And since we don't have a klar achra between the machlekes, the Rosh, and the Rashba, so on all these cases, you would make shahakal. The only case you'd make ha'etza adam is when the primary purpose is to cook it, and you cook it. So then the Rashba would say you make ha'etza adam because the primary purpose is to cook it, and the Rosh would say you make ha'etza adam is because any time the flavor is received through cooking, he says it becomes like the fruit. But in the case where you squeeze the fruit and that was its primary purpose, or in the case where you cook the fruit and that was not its primary purpose, that will be the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says the whole chilek is cooking or squeezing. The Rashba says the whole chilek is what's the primary purpose. Chazon Ish and Siman Lamed Gimel, I say, he's ma'arich about orange juice. He declares that maybe orange juice is a eitz because the reason the oranges that they use for orange juice are all planted specifically to be used for orange juice, so that is the primary purpose of the fruit. But according to the Rosh, even in such a case, you would still say shahakal. But the Chazon Ish clears two things. First of all, he clears that maybe the whole Rosh is only discussing when it's not the primary purpose. Whenever it's the primary purpose, the Rosh is maskim that even squeezing it out would be a eitz, but that's not like the Mishnah Berurah. And he also says, hey, you're not really squeezing out the orange and getting the fruit from the orange. You're pulverizing, you're smashing the entire orange and making it into juice. And in that case, it could be even the Rosh's maskim that that's not zeya, that's not a byproduct of the fruit, that is the fruit. So he's not sure in the end. He declares very strongly that you should make ha'etz and orange juice. L'maisa, the Dershim Mishmur brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that he said that the Chazar personally did not make ha'etz and orange juice. He made shakal and orange juice like everyone else. And I want to point out the Magen Avraham in Simen Reshei brings a third sheet in the Rishonim to Mechalik between Mei Shlokais, where you make Hadamah, and fruit juice, Mashkena Yetzim Nepevi, which you make Shahakol. He says the Chilik is between Eichel and Mashke. He says Mei Shlokais is a soup or a dip. When you have a soup or a dip, which comes from the peri, then you make Hadamah. Mashen Kain, Mei Peri, the Mashkena Yetzim Nepevi, is a drink. On a drink, you make shahakol. So lefina marchai, it's pasha that orange juice would make shahakol. And lechai also be negated by tomato juice, which is made from cooking the tomatoes as opposed to squeezing the tomatoes. So there, lefina rush, you should make lechai hadoma on tomato juice because it's made from cooking the tomatoes. And lefina rajba, it depends. I mean, stam, you could say that tomatoes are be'ikah meant for eating raw. They're not be'ikah meant. The primary purpose of tomatoes is to eat them in a salad, not to cook them and make them into tomato juice. But I guess if you have tomatoes that are specifically planted to be used for tomato products, for commercial products, for cooking them to make tomato sauce and ketchup and things like that, so those tomatoes, perhaps their primary purpose is to be cooking, so if they would use those type of tomatoes, so even according to the Rashba, you should make Hadamah. But Lamaisa, according to the Mardchai, that the Magen Avraham brings down, anytime it's a drink, anytime it's a beverage, you would make Shahakol. So Bekitzin, these are the three sheetas. The Gemara says that Meish Shlokais, if you cook vegetables, the water is Hadamah. The Gemara says that Duvshid the Tamri is shahakol because it's zeyah ba'alma, and the Rishonim understand that all fruit juice except for wine and olive oil is shahakol. And the shaila is what's the chilek? The Rosh makes the chil between the juice that's squeezed out of the peri, which is shahakol, and if the peri itself is cooked in water and the water has the tam of the peri itself, then it will be a eitzer adama. The Rashba says that's not the chilek. The chilek is if the primary purpose of the peri is to be eaten raw, then the squeezing or the cooking is a secondary purpose of shahakol. But if the primary purpose of the fruit or vegetable is to be cooked, then the cooking is the primary purpose, and therefore the flavoring, the water, would be Hadamah, and that would apply to squeezing also. And we have the Mardchai that says that all water which has the flavor of the fruit, whether it's squeezed or cooked, if it's an Eichel, then it's Hadamah, or Eitz. If it's a Mashka, then it's Shahakol.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.